call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
Hello, this is Lady Z, a violinist. I'm coming to you because I want to encourage you to get your copy of Elevate. It's available on Apple Music and iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So if you're listening to this on your computer or your cell phone, whether you have an Android or an iPhone, you can get your copy of this song, this show's theme song, by just going to Apple Music, Amazon, or Google Play and get it today. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, a podcast about the secret to success in technology, music, and business. On Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes, Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music and learn the secrets to success in music, business, and technology. Please follow us online at www.ladyz.com and on all social networks at Lady Z. Make sure you pull out your phones and give me a follow on Instagram at LadyZhe. My next guest has, for over 20 years, very consistently advocated for and facilitated quality and process innovation in software development. She has ensured the delivery of progressive web, mobile, and enterprise applications. Her experience encompasses diverse industries, which include entertainment, security, and healthcare. She has worked with companies and brands such as AT&T, BB&T, NBC Universal, Symantec, FedEx, and Fandango. Now, we love movies. In addition to holding a degree in computer science from Stanford University, Stacy's ability to recognize opportunities and boldly shoulder the inherent risks associated with capitalizing on them speaks to her brand of entrepreneurship, characterized by keen insight, daring, and excellence. And she is, there's so much to Stacy. She's In 2010, Stacy founded Quality Works Consulting Group, a global leader in software quality innovation and delivery based in Los Angeles. In 2015, she expanded her field of influence by expanding offices to Kingston, Jamaica, to service clients in the United States, UK, and the Caribbean. She leads a team, growing team, of 45 plus people. Yep, and she has a growing team of brilliant technologists and innovators with diverse backgrounds, including, and I love this, I totally love this, 46% of her employees are women of color. You go, girl.
Hey.
And I don't mean that in, I mean that in the most endearing, most sincere sense of the phrase. And, you know, her company's quick success is rooted in differentiating herself from more than just consultants who write and test code. Her team's unique value is coaching with a focus on capacity building and enabling teams to improve their process of software delivery. This has resulted in solutions that have saved their clients thousands of dollars and inevitably decreased their time to market. Her latest product, Posture, helps enterprises drive compliance regardless of their level of in-house knowledge. An AI-powered platform simplifies the process of gaining and maintaining a cybersecurity compliance program. Leveraging agile best practices, the solution provides integration, automation, and the visibility to ignite a culture of accountability across the enterprise while providing a marketplace compliance product and expertise to cost-effectively remove roadblocks. As an African-American woman in technology, she is a leader and promoter and, dare I say, an inspiration and a promoter of diversity and inclusion. Her passion is advancing STEAM education and empowering the next generation of women leaders in technology. I know this is a long introduction, but I wanted you guys to fully just bask in the brilliance that is none other than Stacy Kirk. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, you are just doing the gosh darn thing, girl.
I'm staying busy.
You are. So as the founder and CEO of a tech company in California, how did you get the inspiration for going in this direction?
I think I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit. In my 20s, I started my first business and had an opportunity to understand the revenue and understand more about expenses. And so I got an opportunity to gain clients, lose clients, and see what it's like. So I got my failing out early into my 20s. And so I always wanted to do something that I knew would have impact. And the career path that I chose was a specialty area of technology, software quality assurance, and it doesn't really continue up into the executive realm. It really continues into consultancy. So some of my inspiration was like, hey, I've gotten about as high as I'm going to get, you know, an executive director is about as high as I'm going to get. And it's time now to consult and see how I can help other companies. So I started my company with just me. It was just a company of one. But I have to say my clients encouraged me to grow and to expand. And they said, can we get some more you? We need some more Stacy to come and help us with these projects.
Wow, that's amazing.
That was kind of the launch of how to make this work. Yeah. So it's like, how do I make this work and grow what I use in my methodology to help other companies? So that's kind of how it got started.
Wow. So I have so many questions. I want to know, like, how did you grow your company? What was the inspiration for Posture? I have some more, but I'm going to stop right there. You can pick one of those.
Yeah. Well, I'm in Southern California. Software testing is one of those areas of tech where you normally don't learn it in school. You can kind of get, you kind of have to learn through experience, or you have to have someone that has a ton of experience that trains you. And so as I attempted to grow my company here in Southern California, I found it very difficult because I had so much experience in not just kind of at the managerial level, but hands-on and creating automated suite code. And so as I taught, the demand for my staff grew and increased. And so I found it was really hard to hold on to consultants here in Southern California and still work with a client base that I love, which is small, mid-sized companies that are growing, where they are not necessarily a tech company, but they're trying to expand their technology.
Right.
That's the area I love because I feel like they need, you know, they need companies like mine where they have the expertise, and we've got that from working with large companies, but no one's sharing it with these smaller organizations. And mm-hmm. so I was looking at how I could offer an outsourced solution, and an outsourced solution that would be more in the price point. And I said, you know what, I have had teams in almost every part of the world, India, China, the Philippines, Eastern Asia, Poland, and all of that really sucked. I mean, it's just, it was really difficult because I like to sleep at night.
Right.
And when you're working with someone where English is a second language, it doesn't
matter. It makes it challenging to communicate effectively.
And there's cultural. Like I can say, you know, I want this to look really cool. And yeah, cool means a lot of different things, you know, so you can really mess some things up even with English speakers. And so I asked myself, is there anywhere in the world where I can get great, brilliant talent that's on the same time zone and English is their first language? And I did my research, and the third largest English speaking country in the Western Hemisphere was Jamaica. And I let me go and research Jamaica. My father's Jamaican, but he left when he's 20, he's 80 now. I've been around Jamaicans in America for my entire life, but I knew absolutely no one in Jamaica. But I did some research, and I decided to travel there and to interview some young graduates, one or two year out of college, just to see about an internship opportunity for them. And I interviewed them, and I've got to say, this is after me being a manager for over 10 years. I've probably interviewed hundreds of people in that time. And I interviewed about 20 people in Jamaica, and I was floored for young adults that had never had experience with software testing. They blew my interview questions away. They answered it better than any of the people that had multiple years over my career. So I made the decision right there that I was going to open an office, and this was going to be how I expanded my company.
Wow.
So I know you had the second part of that question, but that's the first part. That was kind of my expansion decision. And it's worked out. It's been incredible. I have an opportunity to work with people that look like me. And I get an opportunity to expose them and expose the tech community to brilliant minds that don't look like the rest of their organization. And so I've had my staff in the UK, Utah, all across America working with clients where they probably don't have anyone of color on staff. And we come in to consult, not to just be staff aug, but to actually advance their tech organization. And so that's a really inspires me every day.
Wow, that's just incredible.
Very important as we talk about.
That's incredible, yeah, yeah. Stacey, so, what you're doing. I mean, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, Jamaica is a country that's so rich in history. And I'm actually not surprised at all the brilliant Jamaicans you have found, because every Jamaican I've ever known is some of them are intimidating to me. But that's awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. So besides just, you know, a hard time finding experienced professionals in the QA space, like what else inspired you to start your consultancy?
I guess part of me likes to lead.
There's nothing wrong with that.
One of our core values is innovation and entrepreneurial spirit. What I think is missing a lot of times in the area of software testing is innovation. Many people think of that area of tech as, hey, just try out the app, try out the website, let us know if you find any problems. And when I was in college, I had my first internship. I had an internship as a tester one summer, and I had my internship as a developer another summer. And what I realized was, man, testing is not innovative. It's not moving as forward thinking as it needs to be. And instead of saying, you know what, this area is really hard, I was like, you know what, I want to make this my challenge. I don't want to really for innovation. And what's really difficult in working at a company is that, you know, you may be able to come up with an innovation once a year, but then you're back to the grind of getting a project out. So I really am appreciative of being able to have a company where that's what we do. We come in and we sit with the CTO or the startup entrepreneur, and we help them with how do we innovate, how do we problem solve, how do we partner with you to really move the ball forward in terms of how you operate from a technical perspective and even process. So we have agile coaches, we have product owners, we have scrum masters, because we really know it takes a village. The great products just don't come from good developers. It comes from a full team of diverse.
Wow. So for my listeners who aren't familiar with Scrum, what are Scrum Masters?
Sorry. Yeah. So, the whole idea of Scrum and just Agile is we used to build technologies in this waterfall process, which means that, you know, it would take 1 or 2 years to get a technology out the door. It would start with someone that would write some requirements, and then they'd pass it off to a development team that would pass it off to a testing team that would pass it off to operations team. And by the time you actually get the product out the door, chances are whatever the customer wanted is not even relevant. The requirements aren't necessarily even valuable. There's the whole movement, and now it's kind of like the standard way that software is developed in some type of agile process where you are iteratively developing, where you're releasing things once a month, once a day. To do that, you need to have some type of framework, and Scrum is one of them. There's Kanban as well. But it's a way of making your team be all on the same page, a whole team approach. And there's some formalities of how you go about releasing and building products in 1 week iterations, 2 week iterations, and having a scrum master, which is the person that helps organize it, similar to a project manager, but the scrum master is not running things, but instead is being a servant leader to try and make sure you're unblocked and able to progress.
Wow, that's powerful. So,
in terms of what we realize, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just in awe at what you've built, and I know the best is yet to come. So, tell me some more about this new platform that you're bringing to market.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so excited. One of the things that came out of the services that we provided was that we wanted to build a product, a solution for our clients that helped them better visualize and understand their organization. And as we presented this product or our product idea, our clients kept saying, you know what, cybersecurity and compliance is the most painful part of what we do. And we don't have the guidance that we need. And this wasn't just small companies. These are 50 to $100 million a year. We're still struggling with cybersecurity and compliance. And so through my team and our ideas, we came up with a platform called Posture, named after cybersecurity posture, which means we want to help people stand up straight, back strong. We wanted to create something that was specifically targeted at companies that can't afford to hire a full-time cybersecurity analyst, cannot afford $500 hour cybersecurity consultants, but still are just as at risk at being attacked and vulnerable. And so with the help of an incredible team, including Tyrone Grandison, who is a former chief data privacy officer of the United States, one of my former bosses, who's now the chief security officer in the United States chief security officer, and one of the main architects of Symantec Enterprise. I really was able to get the backing and support to create a platform that, leveraging technology and automation, which is one of my team's specialties, was able to make something that's cost effective. Like, what can you do for $100 a month? That's like unheard of in the area of security and compliance. And so I really want to disrupt the industry by saying, you know what, you can still be secure, you can still have advisors, and it can be done at a cost point that small and medium-sized businesses can afford. So I'm really excited. We've launched, we've had incredible clients that are making an impact in telehealth, telemedicine, that are specifically helping with COVID-19. And so to be able to service companies and organizations and nonprofits like that makes it even more of a solution, and just inspires me that we did the right thing.
Well, I know that cybersecurity and HIPAA compliance are two elephants in the room in the business community, and I definitely salute you for creating a solution, because, you know, small businesses, they have a lot of the same issues big corporations face with less resources. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. So do you, like, when your platform, when it talks about HIPAA compliance and everything else, so you deal with streaming, mobile apps, websites, what types of software do you cover it all?
In terms of HIPAA compliance specifically, mm-hmm. we deal with first the organization.
Okay. Okay.
So a lot of people, and surprisingly, a lot of doctor practices, almost everyone that I've interviewed in the preparation, they believe that as long as their technology is HIPAA compliant, they're HIPAA compliant. But one of the things that, you know, evidence has shown is that when people are attacked and breached, they're normally breached because of human error or human negligence, not a technology. So if you have someone that doesn't have a strong password, it doesn't log out, that's more an opportunity for a breach than if the actual technologies that you're using were compliant or not. So we will work with whatever platform. We have clients that have telehealth mobile apps, iOS and Android. We have companies that have full backend systems that do processing of protected health information. We have websites. We have, but where it starts is with the organization and them understanding the value of cybersecurity awareness. And we make it fun. We have a great partner, Ningio, that does these 5-minute anime videos that are specific to things that are happening today, not those kind of boring training videos that we used mm-hmm. to have with, you know, C-rate actors.
So we
make it really fun and easy for people to continually do what it takes to secure an organization.
Oh, that's outstanding. That's outstanding. So what has been the three things that you would say, you know, for those entrepreneurs that are either looking to grow their own business or those who are looking to be HIPAA compliant, like what three nuggets would you want to share with them?
Yeah. Well, I'll start with the entrepreneur. Last year, I read a book called The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz. And I was probably in one of those highs and lows of entrepreneurship, and I was probably at the low side of it. There was kind of a page which was kind of slap in the face. It said, look, it's not going to be easy. You chose the hard route by becoming an entrepreneur, and that is going to be tough. It's going to be really tough. And so if you're not cut out for it, then see you later. Like, so it was kind of one of those slaps in the face to say, yeah, this is not easy. There is a reason why everyone's not an entrepreneur. It kind of encouraged me to realize it's okay if it's tough. And when it is tough, just understand that that is part of the journey. Many entrepreneurs, as you can, find a book. Every time I'm struggling with something, I find another book. Let It Go by Stephanie Shirley was a woman in the UK in the 80s that decided to create a woman-owned computer science programming consultancy service, which she grew to a $1 billion company. And just listening to some of the things that happened along that journey is just incredible. And it was not good. I mean, it was like I have mental breakdown level stuff. So my recommendation is, you know, buy books like that, read as much as you can. And for those that are looking for HIPAA compliance, understand that the technology is just one aspect of it. But getting HIPAA compliance is a great way to, especially now with COVID, even if you're thinking, for me so much, it's a great way to pivot, a great way to expand the possibilities of new opportunities by saying that you have a HIPAA compliance program, because it opens up so much additional growth opportunities, especially now when healthcare and how we're handling it really needs technologists and entrepreneurial spirit to help elevate us out of this pandemic.
Right. We definitely need that entrepreneurial spirit to elevate us out of this, because I don't think I've ever seen the swift decline of an industry, a vertical, as fast as I've seen this year. It's been like overnight. Yeah, business models are just obsolete.
And best case scenario, things return to normal in 6 months. Realistic scenario, this may be our life for the next 2 years.
Yeah. I've been hearing 6 months. I've been hearing the same thing. And I mean, that's why I think, you know, really embracing technology and really understanding it from, you know, how to leverage it is really powerful. So how did you get the insight that QA was a space that lacked innovation? I think to the casual observer, the tech space can seem inundated. When you look at the SpaceX and you look at the Amazons, you look at the Facebook, it's easy to look and say, it's like everything's covered. How did you see this blue ocean, if you will?
Yeah. Well, one of the things I learned from a a lot of people think that you just come up with a bright idea because you're just a bright genius. But really, ideas and innovation comes from being very close to the problem and then having a community that you talk through these problems with, and really develop a great idea. And so with testing, I knew it was a problem because I'm sitting there with, the rest of these testers who are frustrated at how tedious and mundane their work is, and that they don't have the skill set sometimes to do anything about it. And so, my recommendation for entrepreneurs is you know, keep doing the networking, brainstorm, find people that you admire that are brilliant and run your ideas by them and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking. They'll bounce ideas and you'll end up continuing to create something brilliant. I mean, posture is not what it is today. 2 years ago, it was going in another direction. And I think by continuing to have great beta test customers, having great advisors, we really were able to kind of hone in on a problem. And that's kind of what I've done with testing. I could see that there was no way to speed up a very slow and monotonous process. And I wanted to say and fix that, you know, stop repeating the same thing over and over again. And so that's why my career has been around automation and using code to fix that.
Well, that's just amazing. How can people connect with you and learn more about posture?
Yeah, well, the best way is LinkedIn. So my name, Stacy Kirk, very easy, Stacy Kirk. Look for the brown one. My handle is Queen of Agile QA. Or they can go to our website, posturedwithad.io, posturedad.io. Sure. My handle is Queen of Agile QA. Queen of Agile QA. So you can hit me up on Twitter or find me on LinkedIn.
Oh, awesome. 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 So what final three nuggets do you have to share with our listeners?
Yeah. So for those that are kind of discouraged right now, I've been very thankful to be in an industry that hasn't been impacted by the pandemic. I just want to tell people this is a great time to let your creative ideas and juices flow. I mean, I really feel like if you want to bet on anything, like I bet that we're going to have to change a lot of how we operate from this point on, probably for the next 10 years plus. And so I'd encourage people to take the time to think of how they can be, as an individual contributor, entrepreneur, or leader, how are they going to change how they're going to operate so that they can be relevant and also an inspiration and value beyond this pandemic. The other one is please support Black-owned businesses. They're out there. And as a tech company, it's always good to understand that people work with companies that are in their network, and Black-owned businesses network is not as broad. So wherever you can encourage, promote, and expand Black-owned business network, it helps for us to continue to level the playing field. And the last one is, let's see. The last one is just, you know, keep going, keep striving. It's a lot that's very scary and fear. But at the end of the day, I feel like everyone that is on this earth has a reason to be here and has a value. And when you're scared, when you're nervous, that's the time to really push forward, because that's now we need people that push forward beyond their fears and apprehension. So I encourage people to go for it.
That's awesome. Well, Stacy Kirk, it's been definitely a privilege and a pleasure talking to you, talking to fellow techie, fellow Ivy Leaguer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been awesome. And I want to say thank you for coming on to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music while learning the secrets of success in music, business, and technology.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And until next time.
This is David Spradley, and you're listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio App. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.